You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from David, and he says he doesn't get off to a good start, I'll just tell you, because his opening line is not so good.
Okay.
Would you please talk some sense into my wife because she won't listen to me?
Oof. We got to get in the middle of this, huh?
He says, she's a realtor and does a lot of unique things to promote her business, which is great. But when she told me her plan for Halloween, I had to speak up. She's buying large candy bars and will hand them out to trick-or-treaters with a little postcard thing stapled to them. It's one of her marketing cards. We get a lot of trick-or-treaters on Halloween, and the whole neighborhood really participates. I hate that she's going to use the candy to promote her business. She says it's not obnoxious, and while the candy is for the kids, the card is for their parents, who really might be looking for a realtor. The only part about the whole thing that I think is cool, David says, is that she's doing full-size candy bars and not the little ones. Her card says something like, quote, I don't scrimp on candy, and I don't scrimp on service either. Clever!
Not bad.
So tell me, is this a tacky thing to do, or is it okay?
Something about it just feels a little dirty to me, you know? But if you were in that position, and you, say, have 50-some people come to your door at night, that's 50 more people that you can get in front of, I guess.
That's right.
To market yourself.
Mm-hmm.
My commissions are spooky. Oh, God, I want to hate this.
But you can't.
But I can't.
You know, this is your first Halloween at a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you don't know what the turnout's going to be, but I'm going to guess a lot of kids in your neighborhood.
A lot of kids.
I'm going to guess it'll be pretty big.
Yes, it will.
Could you hand out Dom and Jeremy stuff?
Staple some business cards on there?
Yeah.
I could. Yeah. That would be something that I think that we would totally do. Maybe me more than you.
I would do it, I think, maybe. I just don't ever get trick-or-treaters at my house.
Like, we were kind of talking about this off the air, and you were doing the math on what if 50 to 100 people came by.
Right.
Because word is out that you got the big candy bars, so that just means more people are coming. And say out of those 100 people, you got two bites.
Two. And only
two
one
bites.
Of them ends up buying something, but you get a nice commission.
Still, say you get, you know, $15,000,
$16,000 commission.
It was worth your time to staple business cards
on cost
there.
You, what, $100 for the candy?
Yeah.
Another $100 for printing the stuff. It might have been a $300 investment, and you make $10,000-$15,000 off it.
Not bad. But
Why is David a poet? You know, David's just worried about what it looks like to all the neighbors.
It will look bad. And, you know, 99% of people are going to roll their eyes at that and maybe even be like, I'm never hiring this lady because she did this.
Right.
There is that angle.
There is that.
But I think she knows in the back of her head that this is kind of dirty. And that's why she's doing the big candy bars, like bags of M&Ms, because they staple nicely. So I think she knows.
What's her line again? I don't scrimp on candy, and I don't scrimp on service either.
Oh, man.
You just see that it's got her realtour photo. With
yes, that's the thing. It's got her cheesy
photo. Holding a
phone
up to her head.
Or should she redo them for Halloween and have her like in a pumpkin costume or something? One of those blow-up dinosaurs.
Let's get
some calls on this. I think people will say that it's probably okay. Because it's just what the people in the real estate industry do.
I know, but I think three to two will say that, no, don't use children.
The children.
You're using children to market your business. You're going through them. And I think people will find, that's the part that you, and I think David maybe find a little
that's
bit uncomfortable.
That's why I feel dirty.
It's because you're using
you got sweet little innocent kids dressed up as Paw Patrol and they just want their candy.
David thinks it's tacky as hell. What do you think, Justin?
Honestly, I think it's completely fine what he's doing. I think it's a great marketing tactic. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, especially with some of the parents these days. They're looking through their kids' candy anyways, and you know what? They're going to see that. And I think the reward and the risk, I mean, the reward absolutely outweighs the risk.
Yeah, it's thousands of dollars potentially versus somebody rolling their eyes at you and saying, whatever.
Right.
And this staple is a choking hazard.
Yeah, but okay, thanks for the call, Justin.
Yeah, thanks,
dude. Appreciate it, man. Of course, there's another way. You could look at the other way around. What if one of the neighbors would have used her, right? What if three neighbors would have used her because she's a neighbor and they know her until she did this? And they're like, God, get out of our face. It's Halloween.
This is a jerk
move.
We're
just taking our kids trick-or-treating. Can you let it go for a few hours?
Dude, that's the risk you run.
So that's $45,000 worth of commissions that she might have lost.
Right.
See?
It could go either way.
Here is an evil Heather on the phone. Hi, Heather. Welcome.
Hi.
What do you think? Okay or tacky?
Tacky.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest. And I'm a mom of three, so I'd be really annoyed that somebody stapled something to my kid's candy. I'd be worried they'd choke on it.
Well, you could always get rid of it. You just get rid of it.
It's stapled to the package, so unless your kids are so ravenous.
Yeah, it's not going like through the Hershey's bar.
They are so ravenous for that Reese's that they eat it without even taking it out of the package.
My youngest has done it.
Well.
What?
That's a parenting issue.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Heather, go have a great day. Thanks for being
Bye,
on
Heather.
The show. That's 1-1.
1-1.
I love Reese's. I will take the time to get it out of the wrapper.
Yes.
Before I
I'll lick the wrapper, but I won't eat the wrapper.
Hello, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Is this okay, what she's doing, or is it tacky?
I think it is perfectly fine. I have actually received several candy bars with it taped to it. That way there isn't a choking hazard. You don't have to worry about it. But it depends on where you're at. If you know your neighbor's a realtor, you kind of have to expect it. And your kid's getting a giant-sized candy bar. You're really going to complain?
Yeah, who cares? I mean, these kids are going to go back 2 or 3 times, probably, to get more candy.
Exactly.
All right.
It's not that big a deal.
It's one business card. I literally received 15 of them 1 year. Some of them I used, some of them I didn't.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about during trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
15?
All realtors?
Yeah. No, they were different things. There was like an owner of a body shop was like 25% off this. Like there were just random business cards that people were like, hey, come check out my business.
You know,
I kind of like this.
Liz, if you think about it, I mean, if people are saying, look, here's the agreement we're making. I'm going to give your kids free candy. But if I'm going to give your kids free candy, you have to at least allow me the opportunity. Mm-hmm. To get something out of it.
Yes.
Well, and it's an opportunity that you can either look at the business card and accept it, or you can throw it in the trash.
And you said you used some of these, so it was actually beneficial for you.
All right. I'm glad you called. Go have a great day. Enjoy the sun today, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks.
At least this realtor's not doing that thing where she goes and like prints her name on each individual M&M and does that, like the name of her real estate business on each little one, you know? Tammy's Real Estate.
Before we take the last two calls, I'm a little disturbed that so many people think something stapled to a wrapper is a choking hazard. What are you?
Well, it could be.
How? You peeled it off.
If you peel the wrapper and the staple stays in the candy.
It's not into a
Laffy Taffy or something. That's a hearty, sticky candy.
But the staple is not in the candy. It's just on the end of the wrapper.
And it too shall pass, right?
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
If I could do impressions, I would do the Joker Why So Serious impression. We're talking about candy, people. People are giving your kids candy. We happen to give away full-size candy bars at our house because I love Halloween. I don't have a business. Don't attach anything to it. But I love seeing the kids' faces. When they see a full-size candy bar, they're like, oh, wow. And yeah, some of them come back, and that's okay, too. We have to remember this, not to be so serious. Kids are getting candy.
Yeah, but how do you feel about the business attached to it? Are you okay?
I think, wow, you know, the kids got candy. They got a full size bar of whatever they like. That's awesome. If that same realtor knocked on the door the day after Halloween with a full size candy bar in that card and that stupid cheesy, I would change her tagline on it. But
that's the worst thing about this whole story.
Or the other way around, they would say, "Wow, you just gave me a candy bar."
All right, but you're saying this is okay.
Yeah.
I like your style, Michelle. You're so logical.
Call us often, okay?
You're brilliant.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye. That was a well-thought-out call.
It's already 3-1, so Erica will put the cherry on top. Hello, Erica. What do you think? Is this okay or tacky?
I think it's fine. Realistically, it's a win-win for everybody. The kids get candy, and the parents get to add to their network.
There is
right,
that.
There is. That's a good way of looking at it.
All right. Yes.
All right.
All righty.
Have a great day, Erica.
All right, you too.
4-1.
That it was okay?
Here's the thing. Honestly, if we asked this question 20 years ago, I'll bet the results would have been different.
In what way?
Because now we're so used to everything being marketed and advertised. Mm-hmm. You walk down the grocery store aisle now, and there's the thing shining onto the floor in front of you.
Yep.
We're inundated with stuff, right?
Yeah.
They say that the average person experiences something like 5,000 different messages a day in one form or another.
So this is just another
just
one.
Just driving down the road even. Hmm. I think now that we have just become acclimated to being marketed to.
You're probably right, man.
That today it's more like no big deal. Whereas 20 years ago, people would have said, what the hell?
Yeah. You're probably right.
And also 20 years ago, nobody would have worried about a choking
Staples.
Mess.
The kids were just eating Staples on their own.
Kids were tougher back then.
They'd open up the stapler and eat the Staples.
David, we know you're listening. You lost.
Bummer, dude.
Your wife wins.
Relax.
I hope she gets 3 closings out of this.
Yes. In your face, man.
And where do you guys live? Because I want to come by and get one of those candy bars.